speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
At the crack of dawn, 29 FBI agents arrived at my home with 17 vehicles with their lights flashing when they could simply have contacted my attorneys and I would have been more than willing to surrender voluntarily.
This morning, longtime advisor of President Trump and InfoWars correspondent Roger Stone was arrested in an aggressive pre-dawn raid. With all the equipment and strategy one might expect in a drug bust, the FBI arrested the 66-year-old political strategist for 7 alleged process crimes, all of which Roger has vociferously denied. Stone has fully cooperated with the special counsel's requests up till this point, so one may wonder why such an aggressive arrest was necessary. As he stated in his press conference today, if the special counsel were to have called his attorneys, Stone would have voluntarily surrendered without issue. One may also wonder why CNN would have posted up outside of Stone's residence prior to the raid. They initially attributed it to journalistic intuition, and then later clarified that there were irregular grand jury activities yesterday. That's right, irregular grand jury activity is what told these intuitive journalists that they should be outside of Roger Stone's Fort Lauderdale residence in the early morning hours of January 25th. And it just so happened that they were able to catch on tape one of Donald Trump's most notorious advisors being arrested at request of special counsel Robert Mueller. Either that or someone with advanced knowledge in the FBI or the special counsel staff notified the press in order to ensure that this was not merely a legal proceeding, but a public spectacle to serve as intimidation to the president and all those who may have the gall to stand against the deep state's silent but hostile takeover of our nation. Roger has been accused of witness tampering, obstruction, and making false statements under oath. However, none of these accusations have anything to do with the Russian collusion investigation, which has tangled Stone into months of legal fees and court appearances. Much like nearly every other person indicted as a result of Mueller's investigation, Stone is being charged with alleged crimes which were racked up in the process of the investigation. With no proof of collusion with the Russian government, all Mueller has to show is process crimes. Thus, it seems evident that this is an intimidation tactic. Since the beginning of this so-called investigation, there is a familiar pattern. The special counsel wraps an individual in months and months worth of exorbitant legal fees. They entangle you in a web of questioning. And then after several months more of forcing you to drain your bank account for more legal fees, they indict you on charges of making false statements under oath. Perhaps it was an accident. Perhaps they intentionally confused you to give you the chance to slip up. Or perhaps they used what they could find in their invasive tactics to indict you on charges completely unrelated to their investigation in any way. Whatever the charges, their motivation is clear. To tell the world that anybody who has associated with or supported President Donald Trump is in danger of going to jail. If you haven't committed a crime, they will make sure that you do. So how can you escape this fate? The answer is simple. Testify against the president. Tell Robert Mueller that Trump or his campaign directed you to make contact with Russia. Or if you can't do that, testify against other Trump associates, such as what Jerry Corsi did to Roger Stone and Alex Jones. Just give them something. Give them some ammo which can be used against the president, or you can go to prison. It's that simple. However, unlike Jerry Corsi and others, Roger Stone has stated that he will not under any circumstances testify against the president. Nor will he be coerced into doing so by Robert Mueller's dirty tactics. As a result of the debacle, the president tweeted, "Greatest witch hunt in the history of our country. No collusion. Border coyotes, drug dealers, and human traffickers are treated better. Who alerted CNN to be there? It's a good question, Mr. President." Stone was released today on $250,000 bond. Needless to say, with this on top...
As a report by our very own InfoWars reporter Jake Lloyd, you can find that full video on InfoWars.com. Stay with us, folks. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David on this, the 28th of January, 2019. Huge show. You will not want to miss any of it.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, The crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 28th of January, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. And for those of you eager to see David Knight back behind the desk, myself included in that number, hopefully, and I say this with all due reserve, this will be my last week hosting the David Knight Show as he returns to strength and gets back to captaining this ship as he does so aptly. So this might be my last week, and if it is, I have enjoyed very much sitting in for David Knight. I have so enjoyed hearing feedback from you, the audience, and I hope that you have enjoyed it as well. I hope that you have at least, I hope I haven't scared away too many of David's, regular listeners, and, but spread the word. They might have tuned out. They should tune back in next week. They should tune back in this week to see what they've been missing as I, continue to tear through the misinformation and disinformation of the mainstream media. And boy, howdy, do we have a lot of that here in front of us today. A lot of not just free speech threats coming down the line, but right in front of me, I have stories that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are, if not beyond the threshold, we are now passing through the threshold of no return into thought crime and 1984 Brave New World level control of the very mental faculties of the people that are under the control of the New World Order. And these are very intense stories that are difficult to believe and even more difficult to wrap your mind around the implications of the stories that I will be getting to today. But I did want to spend the first segment here in the first hour of the David Knight Show talking about the arrest of Roger Stone, which of course happened on Friday last week and has continued to be a headline story throughout the weekend, as it will continue to be a headline story, as Roger Stone, the media can't keep their hands off of him. And you have to think back to some other high profile arrests in the Russiagate, Spygate, collusion, delusion investigation. People like Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos. Now, I remember when they were arrested because I read the news and I cover the news, and, you know, it's a big deal when things like this happen. You remember their arrest. You remember seeing the images of them being walked in or out of the courtroom. None of them had 1/100th of the fanfare, the media swirl, the obsession over their arrest that Roger Stone's arrest did. I don't remember a single one of them having crowds gather outside of their courtroom. I don't remember a single one of these previous, yet still high profile, and in a lot of ways more impactful. I mean, Paul Manafort was much more integral to the Trump campaign towards the end of the election, you know, when it actually mattered, than Roger Stone ever was. And what you're seeing on the screen now, if you're a television viewer, is the coordinated effort by the FBI and the mainstream media, including CNN, to drive this insanity, to encourage people to go stand outside of Roger Stone's courthouse and shout him down and not allow him to say his point to the crowd. They would rather shout him down and have him flee in danger of his own life than be able to voice a few words of his own to the face of the braying mobs. But this was a coordinated effort. I mean, you know, Roger obviously is a sort of flamboyant guy, so he gets more media attention anyway. People care about him. He puts on a show. People want to see what he's going to say next. So there, it does make sense that naturally there will be more interest in his arrest. But the fact is that this arrest was orchestrated to be a media storm, orchestrated to portray Roger Stone as a villain and portray the popular general feeling about Roger Stone as being a negative one. Now, I'm going to go to a video. Owen Schroyer went to Florida to interview Roger Stone. We have extensive interviews and a tour of his house where he talks about where the FBI raided the boat they used to come up. Reminder, 29 FBI SWAT team members raided Roger Stone's house. Not because, I remind you, not because he is a threat, not because he is worthy of having 29 SWAT team members kick his door down, but because they want to create the spectacle. So I'm going to get to those videos in the next segment, but I want to go to this story that just once again illustrates the futility and the emptiness of the Russia investigation. It's like they can't help but show their hand because they get too excited every time some sort of new story drops, some sort of new connection is made. Every headline comes out saying, this is it. This is the biggest piece of evidence we've ever had in the Russia investigation. And they say that because they think that the evidence that they're showing is so bombshell, is so, you know, shuts the case. This is it. This is the deal breaker here. Well, it 99% of the time ends up being absolutely nothing, totally misreported, not nearly as impactful as they think it is. But still, it's still the most important piece of evidence that the Mueller investigation has ever come up with, because they have come up with nothing. So we do the same thing here. The juiciest morsel in Mueller's charges against Roger Stone from January 25th, 2019 on Politico.com. They talk about this one particular part in the indictment, which I want everybody to go read the indictment. It's 24 pages. It's a bunch of lawyers speak nonsense. But as long as you know that person number one is Jerome Corsi and person number two is Randy Credico, it's fairly easy to understand what they're alleging. And it's fairly easy to understand just how empty and baseless their entire charge is. But they say Democratic lawmakers and legal experts tracking the Russia probe singled out these details, which suggest Trump's campaign willingly engaged with a foreign entity seeking to meddle in the presidential election. So the morsel, the juicy morsel that they are salivating about is about the Trump campaign official getting in touch with Stone to ask about, quote, any additional releases and other damaging information WikiLeaks was holding about Clinton's campaign, rather. And so they say this is the most alluring revelation in the Mueller investigation. These weird, like, sexual words they use. It's the most alluring revelation and the juiciest morsel. These people are weird, and it comes out in the word choices that they use. But they're basically saying that this only makes any sense if you're able to completely misremember context and you only – Like you're a goldfish with a 10-second memory and all you know about the Russia investigation is what they tell you right before they you know, try to tell you that this is the juiciest morsel. But if you're able, you know, to resist the mind control and the shortening of the memory, you can cast your mind back to exactly what's going on here, because there are so many things that they just – the context that's, like, assumed in this assertion here that – fall utterly flat, such as, and they just say, you know, well, it's a foreign entity. Okay. It's a foreign, I guess it's made up of foreigners. It's made up of an Australian guy in an Ecuadorian embassy in Britain. Okay. But he never been proved that he had anything to do with Russia. It was never proved that anything he received was from any sort of hacker. There was never any proof that there was, you know, I mean, there was 100% no proof of collusion between WikiLeaks and anybody else, Russian or American. But here you have basically the Trump campaign hears that Roger Stone is talking about WikiLeaks and hints that he maybe has inside sources, which include talking to a journalist who himself talks to WikiLeaks. So you have this game of telephone, and then the Trump campaign going, oh man, it'd be really great to know what WikiLeaks is going to come out with. Who do we know that might have that information? We're going to go ask Roger Stone. And this is what they call the bombshell, most alluring revelation yet in the entire Mueller investigation is that people from Trump's campaign asked Roger Stone if he knew what WikiLeaks was coming up with next. That's it. That's what this 2 years has been about. That's what we spent millions and millions of dollars on. That's what we've destroyed countless lives over. That's what we've handicapped a presidency for. Is because they asked one journalist to ask another, to ask a third about information. Crazy.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
1 of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend Coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Was an absolutely insane one in terms of headlines. You won't believe some of the stories that I'm going to talk about today, later today at 9 a.m. I have Greg Reese joining me to talk about Iran. We'll get into the whole Middle East situation that continues to spiral out of control and threaten to envelop the entire world. Of course, we'll be talking about Venezuela and the just unrest going on there, absolutely threatening to spiral out of control as well. Another front on this world war that seems to be increasingly getting hotter and hotter. We will be talking about that. We'll also be talking about the 2020 run that has begun already. I mean, we're less than a month into 2019, which means, yes, we are well into 2020 in terms of presidential elections. So we'll be talking about Clinton, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, the coven. We should start calling them the witch's coven. And as well as the executive of Starbucks now throwing his hat in the ring and what it means that he is already coming out as an independent third-party candidate. Does he have a chance to win? No, I don't think so. Does he think he has a chance to win? No, I don't think so. I think he's trying to lay the groundwork by running as an independent, and I will explain to you the whole reason behind that later in the show. I am going to go to your calls. Those of you that are on the InfoWars Army communications chat, you know I've been saying that I've been apologizing for not going to calls as much because we always have so much to cover and I always have such good guests, but and it just slips my mind till the end of the show and I realize I haven't given out the number yet. But today I will be giving out the number in the second hour when Greg Reese is with us, and he might stay in and help answer some calls, or we'll just go right to you. All of this and more coming up, including the most insane threats to our free speech and free speech throughout the world that you have ever heard in your entire life. I guarantee you, you had no idea it was this bad. And I'll get to that in this hour. I don't want to make you wait for that. But first, I want to go to this report. Owen Schroyer in Florida with Roger Stone. It's a 28-minute video. We'll just play the first 5 minutes or so here, and you can find the rest on InfoWars.com. But here it is. This is the long-form interview with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone from his house in Florida.
Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com, and I am live with Roger Stone, who is the most talked-about man perhaps in America right now because of the pre-dawn raid that happened to him just a few mornings ago via Robert Mueller and the dirty, crooked FBI that is currently engaged in a political witch hunt against President Trump. Now, Roger, to start this live stream first, let's focus on the important issue here, which is the fact that we have a rogue intelligence agency and a rogue prosecutor, Robert Mueller, that is attempting to destroy President Trump. That's why they're trying to destroy you. That's why they're trying to destroy InfoWars. That's why they're trying to destroy other Trump associates. So, Roger, tell the audience the seriousness of this and how you are just another example of a target of Mueller, which is really just to bring down Trump.
Look, I think most people know that I have been an intimate of Donald Trump for 40 years. I'm the one who introduced him to Alex Jones and arranged his now historic interview on InfoWars, which was a seminal moment, frankly, in Trump's nomination campaign. I think millions of InfoWarriors voted for Trump in the Republican primaries because of that interview. And now they understand the role that we play as the early warning system, telling people what the globalist two-party duopoly plan is to take Donald Trump down. This is like killing Paul Revere is what they want to do. Alex Jones being Paul Revere in this case. He's been the first person out there pointing out the corruption of the Mueller investigation. He's been out there pointing out the deep state crimes and misuse of the intelligence agencies to spy on Trump and to undo the results of the 2016 election. So I believe that the two precursors for the Trump takedown, which is definitely coming, an attempted takedown, the silent coup, is to silence Roger Stone so that I can't tell the president what he needs to do to save himself, and to shut down InfoWars so that I have no platform and so that Alex Jones has no platform, and oh, and so you have no platform, so David Knight has no platform. So any of those courageous journalists who are prepared to tell the American people what's really going on have to be silenced. That's what this is all about. It's an attack on America. This is an attack on the free press. This is an attack on free expression. This is an attack on the Constitution. This is the end game. We're now going into the end game. The fact that they moved on me with the incredible force, show of force that they did, it boggles the mind. I mean, Owen, I'm 66 years old. I don't own a firearm. I don't have a valid passport. The idea that I'm a flight risk is ridiculous. The idea that they had to swarm over my house with 29 FBI agents in flak jackets wearing night vision goggles with assault weapons, that they had a helicopter overhead, that they had 17 vehicles and two, including two armored vehicles outside. The fact that they pulled two amphibious FBI boats up to the canal in my backyard, that they completely surrounded the house. They're treating me like I'm Pablo Escobar. They're treating me like I'm El Chapo. Why did they do this? One, to intimidate me, to tell Alex Jones what's coming his way, in my opinion, and others that they want to scare, that they want to intimidate, and then secondarily, to send a signal to the Steve Bannons of this world that you better be prepared to lie in court when we want you to. Jerry Corsi, Dr. Corsi, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't lie the way we tell you to. So, it has multiple purposes, but I think the American people are outraged. The American people saw this and they realized it was excessive. These are the kind of tactics you would expect in Nazi Germany or in Soviet Russia. This is not something you would expect would be possible in the United States. But Robert Mueller is overseen by no one. He answers to no one, not the executive branch, not the legislative branch, not the Department of Justice. This is a rogue operation, and it's about taking down Trump. It's about undoing the results of the 2016 election. This is a vendetta play. People keep saying to me, oh, they have a slam dunk case against you. Stone, you need to shut up. You need to stop going on InfoWars. You need to stop going on ABC. Stop going on with Tucker Carlson or with Sean Hannity, who I'm going to be on with on Monday night. No, I believe that in America, when you're accused of wrongdoing, you need to tell people it's false or they begin to assume that you're guilty. And I think people need to see the larger ramifications. It's not about Roger Stone. It's about America. It's about their efforts to re-seize control of the American government so they can open the borders, so they can reinstitute the trade deals that pull all the jobs out of the country, so they can crash the economy.
That's Roger Stone being interviewed by Owen Schroyer. That is a nearly 30-minute interview, all of which is bombshell, just like that first 5 minutes is. You can see that at InfoWars.com. You can see this show at InfoWars.com/show, and I implore you to send that link out to your friends. Get this information out there. Folks, this is yet another, as the AP points out, in a long series of indictments brought about by Robert Mueller that focuses on cover-ups, but lays out no underlying crime. No underlying crime. It's all cover-ups. Well, what are they covering up if there's no crime? This is police state action. This is what happens on the local level. It's what's happening now on the national level. It's police abuse.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah. comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Folks, I don't want to brag, but I don't know if you know this. I'm a bit of a poet, I admit. I'm a bit of a poet. I like to rhyme. So I have a limerick for you, and I'm going to read it for you. I wrote it this morning. It's nothing special. But I wrote it, and I thought you might like it. So here's a little limerick by Harrison Smith. It goes like this. There was once a student named Jim who felt more like a her than a him. So he dressed a bit silly, chopped off his willy, and now he beats women in gym. There you go. That's him or her, whatever you want to call it. Now, I understand, not the most friendly limerick I could have come up with, maybe a little bit off color, maybe a little bit insulting to some people. And I apologize if you feel that way. But I didn't do it out of pure spite. I did it because right now in the UK, not just writing something like that, but if I were to post that on Twitter and you were to like it, you might expect a visit from the thought police. That's exactly what happened to a man identified as Harry the Owl, is what he calls himself, the Limerick Criminal. And this is a Twitter thread that explains what happened to him. It has since been removed, or at least made private. I had quite a bit of difficulty getting this Twitter thread you know, to print out. I'd seen it before. I had to screen capture it, go back into the archive and find it. But I've found it for you fine folks. And I will read it from you, read it to you verbatim. This is at Harry the Owl. He says, I got a call from my director saying cops wanted to speak to me. He'd had sense not to give out my number, but I said to pass on the details. And they rang. He spoke to a police officer from Humberside, this is in the UK, who introduces himself as representing the LGBTQ community on a report of hate speech by me. They'd found me via my company, had been all over the website, and decided that if I employed trans people at all, it was not safe for them to work and should know. Cops said that he was in possession of 30 tweets by me. I asked if any contained criminal material, and he said, no. I asked if any came close to being criminal, and he read me a limerick. Honestly, a limerick. A cop read me a limerick over the phone. I said, I didn't write that. He said, ah, but you liked it and promoted it. I asked why he was wasting his time on a non-crime. He said, it's not a crime, but it will be recorded as a hate incident. So I've added to a statistic, Harry the Owl continues. Even though there's no crime, which brings me to my next point, the cop repeatedly called the complainant the victim. I asked how could there be a victim if, as he'd established, there was no crime. He said, well, that's just how it works. That's just how, I'm not paid to think. That's just how it works. He says, my comment was that by framing the complainant as a victim, this made me, by default, criminal. I asked him to desist from using it. This is where it gets incredibly sinister. The cop told me that he needed to speak with me because, even though I'd committed no crime whatsoever, he needed, and I quote, to check my thinking. Seriously. Honestly. Finally, he lectured me, said, sometimes a woman's brain grows in a man's body, in the womb, and that's what transgender is. You can imagine my response. Lastly, he told me that I need to watch my words more carefully, or I was at risk of being sacked by the company for hate speech, at which point I wished him well and said I needed to go rinse my socks. He says, I'm fine, by the way. It upset my wife far more than it upset me, though this makes me angry as hell, considering my response to the chief constable, because F them. This is it. This is it. This is the rollout of thought crime. This is hard to understand for anybody out there. Anybody out there have a contradicting opinion as to whether or not this is the real world rollout application of 1984 level thought crime? How many problems can you identify in this one story? First of all, you have the police claiming to be a representative of the LGBTQ community. Do they have their own police now? Apparently so. You have the idea that him liking a limerick doesn't even have to be something that you said, which is where this deviates from even the Orwellian and ridiculous hate speech laws. Those are at least based on your own speech. This is based on your thoughts. This is based on you are being punished because you agree with something somebody else said. What else do we have in this? We have the fact that the police are threatening him with his job because they cannot bring criminal complaints to this person, but they will exercise their authority to pressure his business to firing him, ruining his life that way, assuring he's not able to be hired, not able to be self-sufficient, destroying his life extrajudicially. How many other things can we come up with? The fact that the cop just says, hey, that's just how it works. This guy says, well, I didn't commit a crime, and yet you're telling me I'm going to be on a list of basically criminals, even though I've committed no crime, even though I have no, you know, when you couldn't, the point of having a judicial system is that you want to be fair to everyone. And so you give people who have been accused of something a platform and a venue in which they can defend their innocence. This is the reason we have trials. As distasteful as it is to give a pedophile or rapist or murderer the floor for as long as they see fit to defend their innocence, that is the crucial part of having a judicial system of finding justice. We have decided as a civilization through centuries of trial and error that this is the best way to run a country because when you have a criminal accusation, you allow that criminal to defend themselves, and it is played out in public, in the court, you know, in front of everybody. This guy has no form of recompense. He has no way of getting off of this list of offenders now that he's on it, because he hasn't been charged with anything. He's not given a chance to defend himself. So I just add that to the list of reasons why this example is world-ending, why this example is the death knell, the distant funeral bells of a society once built on free speech, now actively suppressing thought. I cannot emphasize to people who don't seem to understand from this example just how dangerous this all is. So you have the cop saying that he's, quote, checking my thinking. He needs to check his thinking. Here's what you can't change with laws. Here's what you can't change with external forces. Here's what you can't change by kicking people off the internet. Here's what you can't change by censoring people, their thoughts. All this is doing is getting this person to not express his thoughts. The thoughts won't change. His venue of expression might change. He might go to and, you know, quietly talk to his friends about how he feels about this. But this is about expression suppression. And then you have, from that, thought suppression. That is the mechanism, the shame mechanism, the threatening you with your job, the saying, hey, look what happened to this guy because he spoke out against our insane, unscientific, just next level insanity, LGBTQAIP, LMNOP nonsense. Oh, but you disagree with that, you might ruin everything. So it's best to just keep your mouth shut. Then, you know, after a little while, those thoughts will disappear because you aren't able to express them. I mean, my God. And then to have the cop explain to this guy that, well, sometimes, mate, a woman's brain grows in a man's body in the womb, and that's what transgender is. I'm the police, and I'm here to explain biology utterly backwards, utterly wrong, and then punish you if you dare to express the fact that this makes no sense. It's absolutely insane. This is what's happening in the UK right now. If you think it's not coming to America, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Wait till next segment. Wait till I get into what's happening here. Because this is coming. For the people of the UK, it's already here. 1984 level thought crime, utter suppression and elimination of free speech. Welcome to the brave new world, ladies and gentlemen. We'll never survive.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds,
bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To the indictment of Roger Stone that I fear went unobserved by the vast majority of the viewing public. And that is the unspoken boogeyman laced throughout, inserted throughout that indictment if you knew where to look, if you had that second vision that allows you to identify what is beneath the surface, that missing component, unnamed component, I should say, is InfoWars. The interviews quoted were from InfoWars. Jerome Corsi, at the time, InfoWars employee. Roger Stone, host at InfoWars. InfoWars was replete throughout that indictment. This lets you know exactly what the point of this entire investigation is, what the point of this entire push for big tech censorship is. They are terrified of InfoWars that exists as an example of a free speech platform, a media platform that is powerful, that gets its message out, that has millions of viewers, hundreds of thousands of beyond loyal supporters. And that in itself represents a major threat to the system who insist on controlling everything. They insist on, if not controlling it outright, at least having some major form of leverage, such as, we have control of the CEO who runs the company that advertises on your sites. We can, leverage that way. We can force you to do what we want or take down a story or else we'll cut your funding. InfoWars doesn't have that. They cannot get in between us and our audience. They can't get between us and our funds. They've tried. They've gone after our payment processors, but they are desperate to get us off the air. If they have to fabricate a crime to send Alex Jones to jail, they will do that. Okay? So I just want you to understand that and keep that in mind as I continue to talk about the incredible threats to our free speech here in this next segment. Just keep that in mind. Understand that what we're doing here at InfoWars is an existential threat to to the powers that be, and they are trying to destroy us. In fact, they come out with an article saying doomsday experts warn of civilization ending information wars. Just when you were running short on things to fear, a group of U.S. doomsday experts said on Thursday that information warfare is amplifying major worldwide threats as the infamous doomsday clock remained at 2 minutes to midnight. See, if you would just leave them alone, if you just wouldn't report on what they're doing, if you would just trust everything that the government says without question, without research, without double checking, without asking why we're being told this, if you would just let the people in control run your life for you and stop asking questions, there wouldn't be so much strife. There wouldn't be so much trouble. See, it's dangerous that you're allowed to have such information in the minds of these power-hungry sociopaths. So there it is. The information wars. It's like, I mean, Alex is clearly a genius. He clearly understood that this was coming decades ago when he first named this company InfoWars. It is now coming to fruition. Now, I could do a whole segment just about BuzzFeed and its similar progressive outlet trash just utterly collapsing despite receiving funding to the tune of $500 million from NBC. I go on and on about that. Just know that BuzzFeed basically is ending its coverage of all news outright. I mean, and this is the thing. BuzzFeed's first round of layoffs puts it into its national news desk. Why do they need national news desks? Are they actually reporting on news, or are they just repeating what the authorities say? We don't need BuzzFeed to tell us what the powers that be want us to know. We'll just go straight to them and just read from, you know, the FBI and the CIA. Since that's the only information that they are reporting, we don't really need them to filter that. We'll just get our propaganda straight from the source. Thank you very much. But the biggest thing recently is this. YouTube vows to recommend fewer conspiracy theory videos. Oh, thank you, YouTube. Thank you so much for not recommending conspiracy theory videos. I'm sure you will be completely even-handed and not completely one-sided as to what amounts to a conspiracy theory. Are you going to now stop CNN from putting stuff up because the Russia investigation is a conspiracy theory by any definition you want to give it? Of course not. Of course not. CNN, BuzzFeed, MSN, they'll be able to say whatever the hell they want, regardless of truth. No punishment if they're wrong. No punishment if they just blatantly, actively lead to violence in the real world. None of that. Yeah, I mean, you have to know this. You have to know that everything they say is a lie. Everything these people say is utter horse manure. Oh, we just want to protect people from looking at health recommendations that might damage their health. We just care for the people so much. Bullcrap. Now, 80 to 90% of traffic can be attributed to recommended videos for many YouTubers. That's what a lot of YouTubers have been saying, is that basically this will cut their traffic down to almost nothing because they are not friendly with the YouTube people. And quick reminder for those of you able to cast your mind back, oh, I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe. When you used to search Sandy Hook on YouTube, it was replete. It was filled. It was overflowing with conspiracy theory videos. None of them from InfoWars. I mean, this is like after InfoWars was kicked off. You could still search Sandy Hook and just see, just list of video after video after video calling out the inconsistencies in the Sandy Hook story. Search it now. Search it now. Can y'all just search Sandy Hook on YouTube and see what comes up? And show me what the results are. Search the moon landing hoax. Search 9/11. What do we have there? I can't quite. Okay. ABC News, ABC News, NBC News, PBS NewsHour, ABC News, CBS. Now, do me a favor. Find one of these from, scroll up for a second. We're going to do this live. If you're a radio viewer, I'll read out what we're doing here. Let's go to Remembering the Victim. I haven't done this before. I haven't pre-planned this, but let's go to that second video. And just scroll down to the comments there. There we have the warning at the top telling you to not question it. I can't quite read these. Rest in peace. Oh, okay. Well, why are there dislikes? You know, RIP, all this sort of stuff. Not 2 months ago, I went through and I have the screenshots. I'll have to pull them out. It used to be that you'd go to an ABC video about Sandy Hook and every single comment, thousands of them, would be calling it fake. I just want to point out that there was no top-down conspiracy, which that's what this is, conspiracy to degrade the people of Sandy Hook or anything like this. YouTube used to be replete with conspiracy theory videos all over the place. They've already done it. They've already destroyed them. They've already delisted them. They've already took them off. They've already put them in limited state. They've already deleted your comments. They've done all this already. Now they're just coming out and expanding what they're going to be basically removing from YouTube. For all purposes, removing from YouTube. If you don't directly have that direct link, you will not be able to find it through YouTube's own service or recommendations. Fewer videos that could, quote, misinform users in harmful ways. That is the definition that they are using to define a conspiracy theory. Misinformation, users, or could miss, anything that could misinform users in harmful ways. They're going to decide for you what that is. They're going to decide for you what is true and what isn't. They're going to decide for you what is harmful for you. Is it harmful for you to find out that your entire civilization, your entire political class is bent on destroying you? That this is all active measures that have been discussed, planned, written about for decades that are now coming to fruition, where they talk about wanting to keep humanity down, where they talk about wanting to eliminate large swaths of the population to free up resources for the elect few. Is that harmful to you? Because it can make you, see that your job is not worth living in a cubicle and enslaving away 18 hours a day. Is that harmful to all of society? Is it harmful to you? Are they going to decide for you what's harmful for you and not? Yes, apparently they are. Says the company did not provide clear definition of what it considers to be harmful misinformation, but said some examples were, quote, videos making a phony miracle cure for a serious illness, claiming the earth is flat, or making blatantly false claims like historic events like 9/11. Yeah, it's so, we understand exactly what happened on 9/11. It's perfectly clear. They told us, hell, they found the passport of the people in the rubble. And if you don't believe that, oh, you're dangerous. If somebody can come along and say, actually, that's not true, that's dangerous. I'll get to the real danger next segment.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
Let me explain to you, fine people, two things. First of all, the through line, the thread of continuity that extends from the police coming to a person's house at the UK and explaining to him what transgenderism is because he repeated a limerick. And what did they do? They put him on a list of offenders, called somebody a victim. There's no victim, right? But that implies that he's a criminal. They put him on a list, even though he committed no crime, so he doesn't actually get the due process that should be afforded him when accused of something. Well, it's not a crime, so you don't get the due process. How does this relate to YouTube? Well, YouTube has said that the changes will affect, quote, borderline content. Or videos that come close to violating the company's rules for content without technically crossing the line. This is the issue with the collapse of law. Collapse of law and the corresponding collapse of order is what happens when you allow vagaries to determine policy. When you allow it not to be a black and white, you can say this, you can't say that, to a, it's an opinion-based thing. It's, well, does it offend somebody? Well, could it be potentially quote-unquote harmful to you? It's all personal decisions, and this is why we live in a republic. This is why we live in a system based on law and not people. Because when you allow people to decide what happens, what you're really doing is allowing power to decide. The most powerful people then become the right ones. That's how you get a dog-eat-dog world. That's how you get totalitarianism. That's what we prevent by being a nation of laws. And that's what's happening. That's the degradation going on to our society, is we're moving away from the clear-cut system of laws that are enforced by the government. Now, they're illegal, it's a law against it, but we're going to let them stay anyway. They're not allowed to do that, but we think it's okay, so it's fine. Well, there's not a law against that, but we don't like it, so we're going to destroy his life anyway. This is the gray area, okay? This is where we get into totalitarianism, when people can say, well, it's not a law that I can do this, but I feel like I should be able to. I'm morally right. What Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say? It's more important to be morally right than factually right. These are all symptoms of the same illness that is killing our society. And finally, I want to point to this. It was the top post on the subreddit conspiracy yesterday. And it's so simple. It's so short. It's so poignant in its simplicity. It's from a poster in Norway, but it applies incredibly poignantly to the United States. Very simple. He says, it's sad that we can't question anything without looking crazy. He says, I live in Norway, and every time I question something like a story on the news, people around me think I'm crazy. It's like it's not allowed to think for ourselves. Everything is so black and white. This sentiment is perfectly applicable to everywhere in the United States, and it means that the free speech police, the people that would silence and censor you, have already won. They have already won. They have already conflated things like questioning 9/11, like saying, hey, you know what? 3,000 of our people died. I sure would like to get to the truth of the matter. Well, that apparently makes you equivalent to somebody who thinks the earth is flat. This is the false equivalency that they have seeded and allowed to grow. And it all, you know, it started back in the 1960s when they're trying to discredit people who are questioning the JFK assassination and coined the term conspiracy theory to mean something crazy and a tinfoil hat wearing nutso. It's worked, folks. Now, any story on the news, any dictate from the government has to be unquestioningly adhered to, intelligently examined. It just has to be accepted from the totalitarians, from the rulers, from the media. And if you dare to question that they might be wrong. You're crazy. They don't need to come shut you down because the fellows around you will shut them down for you.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
On January 17th, USA Darfarsi tweeted the following to the Iranian people. By getting close to the 40th anniversary of the 1979 revolution in Iran, and in line with having direct correspondence with the Iranian people, Secretary Pompeo will respond to your questions in social media pages of USA Darfarsi. Ask your questions and talk about your hopes and wishes for the future of Iran under this post. Hashtag 40 years. The response was immediate and resoundingly, restart. Restart is the only opposition to the Islamic Republic that has been heavily censored on social media. And this clear response to Secretary Pompeo did not go unnoticed. Instagram and Twitter began locking the accounts of Restart. And in an article posted on the 20th, opposition group the MEK claimed that in response to Secretary Pompeo's question, the Islamic Republic responded by using their forces both inside and outside of Iran to quickly organize a campaign of misinformation against the MEK and the Iranian resistance. They went on to say, by midnight, thousands of anti-MEK and Iranian resistance tweets had been posted on Twitter using a number of hashtags, primarily variations of hashtag restart. The tweets were produced by the regime's troll factories in Mashhad, Tabriz, Yazd, and Tehran. The MEK claims that the restart movement is an Islamic intelligence operation, even though the Ministry of Information recently dispatched a memo to all government security agencies ordering them to silence the restart movement and its leader. The MEK has much more in common with the Islamic Republic than restart. The MEK fought side by side with the mullahs in the revolution. They took Americans hostage. They killed tens of thousands of Iranians in the Iran-Iraq war. And they merely propose their own cultish version of Islamic rule. Like the Islamic Republic, individual freedom is not on the table. And this might be why the MEK and the Islamic Republic are threatened by Restart. Restart is a movement that wants an elected representative government, separation of church and state, and the right to bear arms. Restart wants to take the power away from the government and give it to the people. In an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Two, برابر دو, چهار. همه تو میدین که چهار میشه.
That was a report by Greg Reese, who sits in studio with me here. This is the second hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 28th of January, 2019. So, you know, we know that right now there's a, I mean, people that are paying attention to the international goings-on are holding their breath over what is happening in Iran and Syria and the entire Middle East. We're on sort of the point of a, you know, flash going off and the entire world getting pulled into this, this conflict. What are you seeing happen right now? What are the latest, developments in this conflict, Greg Reese?
Well, the latest thing I'm seeing is, aside from that, so the video covered how, they're now getting the same sort of, game that America's getting as far as Russian bots. You know, their restart isn't real. You know, same thing. Trump supporters aren't real. You're being fooled. These are all just bots. It's like that. And then from that, when I started reading the comments, I started reading, hashtag invite restart leader to Warsaw, Warsaw meeting, Warsaw Pact, and I didn't really know what that was, so I started looking into it, and apparently the United States has a planned meeting in, I believe, February, the middle of February, around the 15th, in Warsaw to discuss Iran. And that's very vague, and no one really knows what's going on, and they're getting criticized by the mainstream media all over the world for just bullying Iran and focusing on Iran.
Mm.
And now there's I read something in The Guardian that's talking about U.S. backtracks on the Poland and the Warsaw meeting, Iran meeting. So that alone is interesting. And then how the U.S. State Department has been opening up a conversation with the people of Iran. And the thought of, okay, invite our leader to this meeting about Iran. And how, I mean, that's all, it's like a science fiction movie to me, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, a leader of a movement of people coming in an open table to say, well, this is what we want.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's, you start getting your hopes up in this time for this great awakening, which we were talking about the last time I was on. And then you see stuff like that and you start realizing it. I guess we can have whatever we can, as big as we can dream it, I guess we can have it, but it really is going to be up to all of us. But it does seem like there are many of us now all over the world that are just sort of embracing the idea of truth and reason.
Mm. Yeah. No, it's taken root all over. And you were mentioning to me a little while ago about the reach out that, the State Department is doing to the people of Iran. So can you talk a little bit about that? I think you said Pompeo tweeted out basically saying, people of Iran, what type of government do you want? And got a ton of responses on social media, on Twitter. And how's that going?
Well, that's also interesting because that is a new thing. I looked into that doing the story more, and U.S. Dar Farsi, I couldn't figure out exactly what the D-A-R is. I'm sure it makes sense somewhere, but USA Dar Farsi is a social media. I don't believe it's just Twitter. It's a social media channel, cross platforms, I believe, that was made about a year ago by the State Department to communicate directly with the people of Iran, which that alone I think is interesting. I mean, I haven't been following global politics for long, but that seems kind of fresh and unique to me as far as current events and everything. So, and then I caught them a few months ago. They actually mentioned through USA Dar Farsi that the USA does not, they were answering questions. And one of the questions was, why does the United States not support Reza Pahlavi? So obviously a loaded question. It's assuming the answer already, because I've never heard the United States come out and say we're not supporting Reza Pahlavi.
Right.
And the answer, and that was the question that was chosen to be answered. As far as I could see, it was one of the very few questions I've seen that was chosen to be answered. And the answer was because the United States supports the people of Iran to have their own representative government, and because the people of Iran have not had a populist movement in over 170 years or something. So basically right there, it's saying the people of Iran deserve to be out from under the thumb of England and Russia and
right.
anyone else who's been choosing to stomp on their foot, on their neck for yeah. the past 170 years. So that's very interesting. And then that was followed up by, the Pompeo coming right out and saying, what are your dreams for the future of Iran? What do you want to see your country be? Which is, you know, what it reminded me of is back when I was still a bit hopeful after 9/11, the regime change, obviously it smelled it smelled bad all from the beginning, but it was out of 9/11. I still had some anger in me, and I'm making excuses for myself, but basically I remember seeing that as something that could be potentially quite beautiful, like helping people get what they want instead of having to always have a violent revolution. Maybe it always will take a violent revolution, but that's the other interesting thing about Restart is they don't believe that. They believe they can have their government just through knowledge, through waking people up, enlightening people, removing the veil of ignorance, and they believe that just by doing that, everyone will come to the same reasonable conclusion. And I think it's a sound argument. Who knows?
If they're not stifled and stopped from doing it. Anyway, Greg Reese joins me on The David Knight Show. We'll be back on the other side to talk a little bit more about Iran and the way that it's playing out regionally and then on the world stage. You know, zoomed out a little bit farther. I'll also be giving out the number for you to call in the second half of this hour. Don't go anywhere, folks. Daryl Hamamoto joins me in the third hour. More breaking news to get to later today.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, This formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Reese sits in the studio with me here on The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith hosting for you. We're talking about the Middle East, what's going on there, specifically Iran as well as Israel. Now, we have a little saying here at InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. And man, you have no idea how very true that is. It's like impossible to keep a list of the things we have predicted or said that have then later come true. And one of these main ones was actually from a caller of ours, Pastor Sam, who is a frequent guest and wealth of information, especially about Central South America. And he told us that we were less than a week away from a coup in Venezuela and possible American intervention there. Then sure enough, it comes to fruition. That's one of the reasons why I'm now opening the phone lines, because we get so much valuable information from people who call in. If you have information, comments about anything that we're talking about today or any other news story we might be missing, the number is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. Lines are now open and are filling up already, and we will get to those in the next segment. But I want to talk about this story from Bloomberg that, you can't find anymore. Weird thing happened to me this morning. I opened it from a bookmark. I hit print, and a different story printed out. I thought, that's kind of weird, and I went to a different browser, tried to open it there. Nothing there. I ended up having to screenshot and actually print from my cached version of this article, because now if you go to that same URL, instead you get a instead of getting the article that you wanted, which is Israel demands for U.S. base are a hitch in Trump's plan in Syria, you get another one that says Assad is close to victory, but new conflicts are bubbling up in Syria. First, I just thought it was a headline change, and I started looking more into it. No, the entire story is different. And here's the deal. The American base at El Tanf, originally established as a southern foothold against the Islamic State and a training ground for Syrian rebels, has become one of the main obstacles to the president's plan to leave. Israeli and some U.S. officials argue that a continued American presence there is critical to interrupting Iran's supply of supply lines into Lebanon, where Hezbollah, Iran's proxy and Israel's enemy, has been building up an arsenal. So there's the first I told you so. I'd love to grab the clip from last week's show, I believe on Thursday, where I said that A, this is all about Lebanon, because Israel tried to invade Lebanon in 2016 and was, or I'm sorry, 2006, and was beaten back by Hezbollah thanks to missiles created in Syria. So then they had to go into Syria to try to stop people to supporting the militia in Lebanon. And I said that it was to prevent the bloc of countries and of sympathetic groups joining from, what did I say, Iraq to, or rather Iran to Iraq to Syria to Lebanon. That's exactly what they say in this article, as I just read. And it continues to say, U.S. troops at the base established a 55-kilometer deconfliction zone where, including part of the strategic Damascus to Baghdad highway. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about that block. I also mentioned last week that there was a single base that they did not want leaving Syria. This is what they're talking about. This is why InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Says the surrounding territory is controlled by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, who's backed by Iran and Russia. And the point is, as this article says, the debate over what to do without al-Tanf reveals U.S. goals in Syria go beyond the official rationale of defeating the Islamic State, which complicates Trump's desire to exit. Does it? I don't think it does. I think it reveals the real intention behind the excuses given as to why we need to be in the Middle East. The administration also wants to constrain Iran's influence, including by limiting its ability to use Syria as a launching point for operations against Israel. So there you have it. It has nothing to do with us being in the Middle East about ISIS, except for the fact, and I was talking about this with Greg before the break, that our base where we're training Syrian rebels just happens to be in the area where ISIS continually bubbles up from. So clearly the entire reason for us being in Syria has to do with Hezbollah, Iran protecting Israel, and basically that's why you see all of this talk about Iran, as we've seen for years. They've been making little committees to talk about Iran intervention. They've been drumming this up. They basically just come out and say, let's bomb Iran. It's been this way since basically 2001. What is happening now, Greg, that either gives you hope or makes you think that it's a lost cause trying to resolve the conflict that we're seeing without violence? How do you think it plays out without violence happening? How do we end it? Or do you see violence as inevitable in this conflict?
I think violence is, to some degree, is going to be inevitable. However, I like to consider myself very open-minded, and the majority of the people that I've been contacting in Restart insist that it can be done non-violently.
And Restart sort of at the forefront of this, saying we want a revolution, but we want it to be non-violence. We want it to be one of information and
knowledge.
Changing of minds.
Yes.
Right? And so they're trying to get on the table at this Warsaw meeting, which we need to do a little bit more research into. But you're talking about how, you know, this is it almost seems like the type of summit that you have after a war.
Right.
Weirdly, it seems like this is happening before a war. They're coming together and trying to decide what's best for this country.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, I'm very skeptical and suspicious minded. When I first saw invite Restart leader to Warsaw, my mind said, yeah, that's never going to happen. But then that was followed up with, well, look at all these other things that have been happening that, and it reminded me where I'm at. Lately, I'm in a very humble place for the past 2 years. I'm seeing things happen, on the big stage that I kind of resigned myself to being impossible almost, you know?
Right. So I feel about Trump. I mean, that seems to be the common theme going on in the world right now, is people who've given up hope are finding that just a little bit of resistance can be really valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've never seen what I've seen with Trump. I've never seen a president do what he said he was going to do. And actually, I mean, everyone says Nancy Pelosi was saying she was going to clean the swamp up, you know, so all these.
The swamp monster emerged from the muck to say they're going to clean the swamp up.
It's
ridiculous.
And I said this to Restart. To some of my closer friends, I've expressed my doubt, and my cynicism and skepticism to their, you know, I've even said, do you have a plan B? because I think what they want is important. And they remind me they're very spiritual about it. They believe that this has happened in the past, before recorded history. They all came to this through knowledge. Like, their leader is credited for giving, he's like Alex Jones. He put out several videos, and they're very well educated with global politics. I'd say, like our audience, they remind me, they're like an InfoWars audience, and they believe that through spreading that knowledge, and if you look at it, a lot of it does make sense, because if you look at the spread of radical Islam, it's through knowledge. It's through a bad knowledge, I would say, and a limited knowledge. And more of it is of their leaders have a knowledge of the way the mind works, and they're using that to exploit the mind and control the mind. If you can teach a person how the mind works, then that person can protect themselves from delusions and lies.
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, that's it. It's the point of words, right? It's the point of all this free speech, is we'd rather resolve all of these conflicts that we're talking about peacefully. And really, the only thing that's stopping us from doing that is the disconnect between people in Iran and people in America. Not a natural disconnect, but one enforced by our leaders. If we can just connect person on person, everything would be fine, I think.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second half of the second hour means we're halfway through this first show and the phone lines are full. I will be going to some of these, free some up, and get some more people to call in. Definitely will be going to Pastor Sam to talk about Venezuela in just a second, but I'm going to be fair and go to the first caller first. And I'll do that in just a second. I just want to give you some headlines before I do, but I will be going to Kelvin in North Carolina in just a second, so get ready, Kelvin. Now, I'm just going to go through these headlines. You can find more information on InfoWars.com. This is just some of the interesting stuff that doesn't deserve a whole segment, but I would like you to know. New research on the red flag laws. These are the laws, once again, InfoWars had warned you about, has warned you about, continues to warn you about, saying that the next great push in gun control legislation will be mental illness. They will call you mentally ill for wanting to have a gun and then use that mental illness as an excuse to take your gun away. This is just what I see in the tea leaves. This is what I see continuing on as I project into the future with what, with the points that I have already and project that graph into the future. This is what you're seeing. But new research on the red flag laws, which is what they're called, is that they do not save lives or reduce crime. It's a very extensive study, but that is the summation of it. They don't work. Will that stop them from being implemented? No, because it's not about reducing crime or reducing murders. It's about stripping you of your ability to defend yourself. Also, a rally to demand the Australian government acts to free Julian Assange is scheduled by the Socialist Equality Party and the Australian section of International Committee for the Fourth International, whatever the hell that means. Sounds like socialist nonsense, but hey, if they're rallying in defense of Julian Assange, then they have my support. That's just how I feel about it. And it's a great point that the government of Australia should be the ones defending their citizen. Right now, he's in prison, essentially, in an Ecuadorian embassy in Britain, you know, charged by Sweden and the UK and America for crimes. Where is Australia, his home country, in all of this? Well, they will be rallying for him and marching for him on, I believe, March 3rd is the one in Sydney and March 10th in Melbourne. Jeff Bezos gives less than 1% of his income to charity. So he gives 0.0906%. 0.09. So not even less than 1%, less than 0.1% of his income goes to charity, or of his fortune goes to charity. And, you know, he's not unique in that. A lot of billionaires claim to give to charity, but their charities are ones that they set up that essentially shield their holdings or help to progress their own ideologies or political stances or whatever, like the Open Society Foundation. When he says, I'm giving $20 billion to charity, it means he's giving it to himself, so it can't be taxed and can be used to extend his socialist domineering, ideology. And so Jeff Bezos just hasn't figured out which one he wants to. He hasn't founded one yet. I'm sure now that this has come out, he will found a charity that will claim to do something and he'll put a couple million dollars into it. Point is it any wonder that he doesn't seem like the most Christian, you know, God-fearing person? He is a psychopath as far as I can tell. And then we have Missouri schools pondering white-only racism workshops. A Missouri school is considering a segregated safe space for white students to talk about racism and white privilege. No comment. Now, let's go right out to the phone lines. Kelvin in North Carolina wants to talk about future generations. Kelvin, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, man? Yeah, I was just calling to see what you think about the future with conservatives, because if you think about it in schools, you know, they are constantly being told that the right is wrong and the left is right. I mean, if you think about it, in the future, it seems like everyone's going to be on the far left or on the left. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, definitely they have control of the education system. If we don't wrestle that away, then that's going to be definitely detrimental to our entire society when they're all being brainwashed into the socialist nonsense. And you always see polls saying, well, the younger generation is 99% socialist and all this stuff. You also see corresponding ones saying that Generation Z and below are the most conservative generation for decades, you know, for centuries almost. There is that information out there as well. I'm going to ask you, you sound like kind of a young guy. We're probably about the same age.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that your school was also filled with just insane amounts of leftist garbage? I remember mine was.
Well, I'm 20, so I remember high school.
Much younger than me.
It seemed that, like, the most, I guess you would say the most popular people would be conservatives. They would have, like, you know, the right to bear arms, you know, freedom of speech. And then the ones that would, I don't know, you would call them, like, the strange outcasts would be the ones that had that crazy political idea. You know, I don't know. It would just be weird.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't remember high school being necessarily political, but I definitely have memories of, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school being inundated with this leftist nonsense.
Yeah.
And you and I came out okay. So why is that? It's probably because I don't want to speak for you, but I had, you know, conservative family members. I watched conservative, you know, inputs and stuff. So it's not a lost cause. And actually, I think it might backfire because kids tend to not care what their parents think very much. And in fact, what their parents are obsessed with tends to be somewhat cringy to the younger generation. So I see it, you know, we need to keep pushing and keep, you know, putting it out there that, like, no, the conservative movement that we're a part of is full of young people, is full of people who just want to have fun, full of people who don't care about what you do in your personal life.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're not trying to push that on you. And that's not cringe. There's nothing cringy about that. In fact, it, like you're saying, the, you know, there's something intrinsically awesome about America, about the right to bear arms, about the founding fathers, like, rebelling against the British. Like, that is timeless cool.
That's
right
American,
there.
You know what I mean? That's just badass, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's what makes conservatives so proud to be who they are, proud to be American, you know, at the end of the day.
Right, and we're not just whining and cringing.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem is a lot of people don't realize how good it is in this country, because I've gone to third world countries and it's definitely hell on earth, you know, for a lack of a better term, but it's just sad because a lot of people talk out of their, you know, out of their rear end, and they don't realize what a great country we were in, and they don't cherish it and value the fact that we're in such a great country.
I absolutely agree. The, you know, I have faith in our younger generations. All my younger cousins and everything are, like, more conservative than I am.
There we go.
I have faith in the internet. I have faith in that information getting out, but you can tell that that's where their aim is going, and they think they'll be able to silence people or brainwash them into socialism. Final comments before I let you go, Kelvin?
Yeah. And I just want to say that I got turned on to Alex Jones. I was in, like, the seventh grade when I first started listening to him because of the conspiracy theories. You know, that's what got me. And then I downloaded his podcast on the iPhone when it was available on iTunes. And ever since then, you know, I listen here and there, but, you know, I like him because he's, you know, he tells it how it is, and he's not going to be wishy-washy, you know what I mean? But
thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for supporting us. It's like reinvigorating to remember that there's people like, oh God, nearly a decade younger than me. God, that hurts to say.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is, you know, I try to, you know, once you tell people Alex Jones, they automatically tell him, you know, they say, oh, that's that crazy guy with the gay frogs. But I mean, if you really listen to him and, you know, put the craziness away from what he's really saying, he's really mind opening, and it's amazing, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome. I was, you know, red-pilled. I was awakened, however you want to put it, about the same time, seventh or sixth grade, because of Alex Jones as well. And, there's something about him. And, you know, kids want the forbidden thing. Kids want to see the adults torn down.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, man. You have a good one. Take care.
All right, thanks. You too. All right, Kelvin, North Carolina, thanks so much for the call. Pastor Sam, stay on the line. I know you can hear me, and I'll get to you as soon as we get back on the other side. This is the David Knight Show. All right, I take that back. When we get on back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about some of the products and sales we're having, because I need to do that. Because if I don't do that, we can't have this show. I'm failing my most basic responsibility if we don't push to you the importance of that. We'll never be here.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses.
They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last segment, we had a caller, a 20-year-old caller, talking about, he was kind of concerned about the future generations, but he said he was awakened, he was red-pilled around 7th grade by Alex Jones videos. The crew and I get to talking in the break, and they're sharing their times when they were quote-unquote red-pilled. Mine personally was probably around 6th grade when I saw the Bohemian Grove documentary from Alex Jones. Julian, our switcher, was saying that his was around freshman year in high school when his geometry teacher was showing Alex Jones clips about 9/11. I'm sorry, I don't want to get your geometry teacher in trouble. We were saying that in today's day and age, that would be a fireable offense. But the time, that's what awakened him. These are the ripples in the pond that expand out if InfoWars is allowed to get our message out there. This is the power of one man, Alex Jones, with one idea. I'm going to reveal the truth about what's going on behind the scenes. I'm going to read their white papers. I'm going to expose what the elites are up to and what they say behind closed doors. And that has been been a world-changing effect. Just this one guy in the company that he has built. And he's done it with, by being who he is, being Alex Jones, and all the ways that God has arranged the world to put him in this position, and in his ridiculousness that draws eyes, and his poignancy that allows the truth to come through. It's all been very convenient, you could say. Inconvenient for the people at the top, but serendipitous maybe is a better word, that all of this has happened and culminated at this point. I would say almost divine or destiny has to do with it. But this whole rambling thing is to tell you that he could never have done it. I can't do it. We in InfoWars can't do it without your support. You have to go to InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. You have to share these links. You have to You have to buy the Turbo Force for your own health and your own energy, and to get you off the energy drinks that cost so much and are full of nothing but sugar. Turbo Force is our new product that's out now. Natural energy, amazing stuff. I cannot recommend it enough. 33% off. And this is how you get this message out. This is how you support us and how you help us wage the war that we are fighting. And you see how effective it is. You see how dangerous we are to the New World Order, to the totalitarian influences that are threatening to strangle our every freedom that we hold dear. We have reported every day here. You see the inevitable march towards totalitarianism, but you see the effectiveness of the fight for freedom. And so we ask you to join in this fight and go to InfoWarsStore.com and make some purchases. We will not be here if you don't do that. I mean, it's up to y'all. We don't have angel investors. We aren't looking to get $400 million from NBC like BuzzFeed did. They wouldn't want to give it to us if they did, and we wouldn't want to take it if they did. So just know that we exist. We are able to get this message out there because of your support, and that's why it's so important that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and spread this message. And we thank you when you do. Now, I am going to go to Alex in Connecticut. I understand he's headed to work, and we want to get him before he goes into work, but I got to go to Pastor Sam first because I said I would. He's at the Austin Capitol. Pastor Sam, you told us about Venezuela even before the mainstream news did. What is your reading of what's going on in Venezuela now?
Whew, Harrison, it's 1776 worldwide. You know,
fantastic.
Just because there's been a few million Latin Americans propagandized into being these weaponized migrants and being dyed-in-the-wool socialists, there's still, you want to know who's on our side to kick out the globalists? To use a quote from Red Dawn, 600 million screaming Latin Americans.
Mm.
We have a common history. After 1776 in the United States, all of these Latin nations started to get an idea. Hey, we can do that. And they started declaring independence, fighting the Spanish, fighting the Portuguese, fighting the Roman priests and the popes of Rome. And they threw them all out within about 50 years. And then 1832 is when President Monroe said, all right, no more colonization from the old world, which at that time was Europe, but also Asia in our age, Russia and China. And 1832 is when the United States president said, all right, we, the free world, the United States, we're gathering all the little chicks under our wings, and we are going to support their right to self-determination and their right to be sovereign states.
So Pastor Sam, let me ask you, some people are portraying the hint or the, you know, as we sort of move towards military options with Venezuela, people are characterizing this as, you know, imperialist American influence over their neighbors. Are you seeing that, or are you seeing us helping the Venezuelan people achieve their own goals? How's your reading on that?
We are helping the Venezuelan people in their desperate cry for freedom. But exactly that accusation is what Maduro rambled on and on about at the United Nations in September in his over 1 hour speech in Spanish. Right. He said, oh, they want to treat us like Libya, which we know Hillary was behind, and she shouldn't have gone in and done what she did. And then he used a few other examples of regime change, especially in Syria and the Middle East, but other places too. And so that's what the Communist Party line is. But it's a lie. Just because the United States military and intelligence apparatus has been used for bad things in the past does not mean that we can't stand up and defend people and their self-determination and their real quest for freedom, which is happening. I wanted to touch on Elliot Abrams, if that's okay.
Well, Sam, I'm gonna ask you to call back tomorrow and talk about that, because I have Daryl Hamamoto coming on in the next hour, and I really want to get to some of these other calls so people aren't holding for too long. But we always so appreciate your input, and you called Venezuela, you called the collapse a week before it happened very accurately. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. God bless you, and we'll have to get you on for a longer segment in just a little bit, but I got to move on to the next call. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Let's go to Alex in Connecticut, who I know is eager to talk to us about school-appointed racism trainings. Oh, man, this is going to depress me. Alex from Connecticut, go.
Hey, Harrison, what's going on?
I'm doing all right, but I have a feeling you're about to tell me something that's going to upset me.
So I work in a public school in Connecticut, and obviously I'm not going to reveal the superintendent, but he sent out an email, and I'm going to read you the email. And it's pronounced, it's one of the announcements that they do. And it says, you know, he says, good evening, you know, hope everyone had a good weekend, a few notes, and then this week's question. So there's a conference coming up. Apparently it's called CERC, S-E-R-C, Dismantling Systemic Racism Conference. Apparently, it's going to be Friday, April 26th, 8:30 to 3:30 at the Connecticut Convention Center. Apparently, this has been going on for 4 years. It goes on to say that, you know, there's not currently, it says, while we are currently operating under a budget freeze, we have grant funding that supports our equality work, which should allow us to send people. The other concern, and it goes on, you know, about the conference. But this is insane. I could go on and on. I'm going to see if I can email you guys the rest of the email. But I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. And he also sent, like, a response to the Gillette commercial to everybody. And he used a New York Times article.
Well, I'm not
really happy about that.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. That's what's going on with that.
CERC, yeah. We just pulled it up here. Third annual conference. That is, you know, upsetting, but typical. I can't imagine yours is the only school system to be involved in this. Now, do you know if this is this training for teachers? Is this training for administrators? Is this something you're required to go to, or is this just something he's telling you about?
I think it's just something he's telling us about.
Something he personally wants, yeah.
Yeah, and it's an email that's sent out to district and families and stuff. So this is one of the things going on in the state.
Wow, incredible. You know, hopefully some InfoWarriors can be there and capture some footage of that. We'd love to see exactly what they're talking about there. I mean, I had the story, I just mentioned it. It's from Campus Reform, Missouri School Ponders White Only Racism Workshop. I mean, this is becoming, you know, institutionalized. It's so strange. They talk about what it's, you said it's dismantling systemic racism. I mean, this is the Orwellian world that we live in, that they name their conference after dismantling the thing that the conference is actually establishing, right? They're establishing systematic racism, but they call it dismantling systematic racism. This, we are literally in backwards world. About 1 minute left, Alex, before I let you go. Last words.
Yeah. And they just for anybody that's out in Connecticut, I just signed up with Infocom. So let's hook up and do something, man.
Yeah. That's the place to organize. InfoWars Army and the InfoWars.com. I'm there. I just made an account. I still need to get modded. But yes, that is me. I'm Dr. Harrison. All right, Alex, thank you so much for the call. Please keep us up to date. Send us that email, show tips at InfoWars. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your products. Not only will they help your life, not only are they better and cheaper than what you can buy at any mainstream store, they help get this message to the masses. Tim and Sandra, if you want to hang on, I'll go to you at the end of the second hour, but in the next segment, I'll go to report, and after that, I have Daryl Hamamoto, professor, and some would say genius. Stay tuned.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go.
Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
One of the most influential officials of the federal government, the Speaker of the House is second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Nancy's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., served in U.S. military intelligence alongside imprisoned gangster Lucky Luciano, who helped cut a deal between the United States and the Sicilian Mafia to assist in the defeat of Mussolini during World War II. After the war, Luciano went to Italy and began smuggling heroin into Baltimore, where Nancy Pelosi's father, D'Alessandro Jr., had become mayor in 1947. In 1961, he was the subject of a special investigation run by the FBI. They were looking into his notorious business affairs with the Baltimore Mafia. In 1953, Nancy's brother was arrested and tried for gang raping two girls ages 11 and 13. Nancy Pelosi worked closely with her father in politics, and she began her own political career in 1976 when she was elected as a Democratic National Committee member from California. In 1991, the DEA's biggest heroin bust in the U.S. was at a Hayward, California warehouse in the Bay Area. Nancy Pelosi and other prominent names were investors in this Hayward warehouse. Nancy Pelosi was an investor in Presidio Partners, who took over San Francisco's historic Presidio Citadel in 1995, where Mikhail Gorbachev became its first civilian tenant while helping to draft Agenda 21 for the United Nations. This enclave, free of U.S. controls, soon became a globalist utopia for New World Order leaders. And Presidio Partners became known in San Francisco as the Pacific Heights Mafia. She is worth over $100 million and has a reputation for abusing her use of American taxpayer funds, including spending over $100,000 in just 2 years for in-flight alcohol expenses and $50,000 for an escort officer for a one-week trip to Italy and the Ukraine in 2015. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency?
Affordable. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
A wall is an immorality. It has to do with a wall is an immorality between countries. It's an old way of thinking. The wall, in my view, is an immorality. You know it. Infrastructure, innovation, inclusion.
Just stop it now. Just stop it now. Just stop it now.
Powerful stuff from Greg Reese. You can find that video at Infowars.com. My guest on the other side of this break, Daryl Hamamoto, former professor at the University of California. And we're going to be talking about the 2020 election, the demonic influences, perhaps, by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Folks, it's been 5 minutes since I asked you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Have you done it yet? Well, why not? You had more than enough time. You could have been checked out by now. Your Turbo Force could be on its way to you right now, but you procrastinated. That's fine. You still have time. We have 1 minute before Daryl Hamamoto joins me. In the meantime, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. We so appreciate when you do.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the third hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. This might be, if all things go to plan, if all things go well, this will be my last week hosting the show. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I've thoroughly enjoyed hearing from you, the InfoWars audience, and I will thoroughly enjoy starting to sleep in past 4 a.m. in the morning. I will return to that life and let David take back over this the reins here at the David Knight Show. So I think we're all looking forward to that and getting his voice back on the radio. Now, in this last hour, my guest, very special guest, Daryl Hamamoto, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, former professor at the University of California, focuses a lot on the underlying causes of what we're seeing in the world. You see the surface level. Well, now we're about to go a little bit deeper. Thank you so much, Professor Hamamoto, for joining me here today.
Thank you so much, Harrison, for the invitation. And you've been doing a wonderful job. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've tried my best.
Oh, you've done great. I'm sure the listeners will agree. I also wanted to congratulate Greg Reese for that brilliant report. The one
He's
on
good, isn't he?
The mafiosa, Nancy Pelosi of the Pacific Heights Mafia, I think you referred to her as being a member of. Because what Greg is doing, what you're doing, what Alex Jones has been doing for over 20 years is digging deeper into the biography, the history, the backstory, if you will, of these miscreants who run our lives, who rule our world. And if you dig a little bit, even slightly, but the deeper the better, of course, but even if you dig in slightly, you will delegitimize their claim to political office, their claim to power, their claim to leadership. So let's all us listeners here around the world, within the United States, globally, let's each do similar types of research, biographical metadata, if you will. And by doing that, we will be able to understand this larger system that you alluded to earlier that is the foundation of this new world order, which is, in truth, an old world order built on very, very old occultic principles, ideas, beliefs, and practices, which I hope we can delve into today. When we talk about AOC, otherwise known as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're exactly right. You scratch the surface and like just Satanism spills out all over the place. So we'll, I mean, there's so many different angles, to approach with this. And, you know, one thing you said that really, you know, struck a chord with me right there is the idea that these people are not, they don't have a right to rule over us. And they're portraying it as if they do by making it seem like it is a meritocracy, if you will. They say, well, I was elected, well, you know, this or that. But then you look into it and you go, okay, now hold on. All the people that are hosting television shows are married to or are the daughters or sons of, you know, famous New World Order operatives or politicians. It's all, they're all married together. It's all one big network and you're not in it. You know, that's what, George Carlin used to say. So, you know, just what are you seeing as sort of the biggest threat? And are, I mean, my reading of this, and I've said it before on the show, is that they're seeing their power threatened. And so they're doubling down right now. Is this the same pattern that you recognize going on? And how do we deal with this?
Yes, over and over again, whether it's in politics, show business. I think the exception to that is sports, which is about as close to a true meritocracy as we can get. But the people, the fields of endeavor that you just mentioned are connected by these tightly bound social networks. We see this in just taking a look at who Christine Blasey Ford is, going back into her high school years, and you see that the tentacles of her family interconnect with this, what I can see is the Northeastern establishment, which has now migrated and settled into the Silicon Valley area. And that's why someone like Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein are so critical to this process. And now the newly elected governor of the state of California, Gavin Newsom, the power center has shifted into this area, the Netflix mafia, right? Silicon Valley and its southerly neighbor, Hollywood. And they're beginning to merge now. They're fusing. Netflix arguably is producing better content now, as they like to call it, than Hollywood is. And I have to tip my hat to them. They are producing some pretty good independent documentaries, which ironically reveals the inner workings of their IT world. So we could use the information that the open source information that these entities provide to us, but we have to have an overarching conceptual or a theoretical model or grid in which to connect all these different data points. And for that purpose, I've been working on for the last several years on something called New World Order Theory. And a lot of it comes from outlier type knowledge, whether it's research in the occult, which was never really accepted in academia. I think it was consciously pushed out, especially by the psychology mafia. People like G. Stanley Hall, who invited Sigmund Freud, to the United States, and that group there, and Carl Jung, people of that ilk, they invited him to the United States, and they said, we are going to pursue this historically based occult elite agenda, but we're going to call it psychology, and we're going to call it behavioral science later on, and put this mask of rationality over this rotten, necrotic face of occult knowledge and behavior and wisdom and control, political, economic control. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes right out of this tradition, and nowhere is this articulated better than a recent essay by my friend and colleague Yoichi Shimatsu in an article on Rents.com titled Cult Luminary, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Diabolical Deceits. And he concludes with the observation that in times past, characters like her were outside the political system. They moved the Overton window over in their direction, but never were they able to be right at the core of political power on a national level. In addition to that, she also represents the new face of the utopian socialist millennial generation, who, as we know by the data, has this a stranglehold on young people in academia and probably within the high school ranks. But the utopian socialism is the dominant ideology in the two-year and the four-year colleges and universities in the United States, in Britain, and probably a lot of the Western institutions such as this. Utopian socialism, with a twist, with a major twist, and this is where IT comes in, this is where Silicon Valley and the Hallucinati come in, and that is that it's all going to be controlled by this, as Alex Jones has been talking about for years now, through so-called artificial intelligence, virtual reality, enhanced reality. And this is why there's so much, and I think it was during the Obama administration that this initiative was passed and funded, but it's now neuroscience.
Right.
Because there's tons of money taking MK Ultra and multiplying by a factor of millions and learning how these neural process, neuropsychiatry, how it operates. And they're getting very close. And Netflix, again, is beginning to present to us these predictive programming, normalizing type movies like Black Mirror, like Maniac, which is previewing and acclimating the new generation, even before the millennial generation, the children of today. They are normalizing and acclimating them to this new world order, this new AI world order. Just as the science fiction of the 30s and 40s and 50s created a generation of technicians, scientists, and researchers who formed the basis of the new biology, space exploration, and computer science. I'm sure Ray Kurzweil, people like that, were avid readers of Isaac Asimov, who, by the way, was a professor himself.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens is we have so many data points all over the place and they all connect. And if you aren't already aware of this, this is the problem that Alex Jones runs into. He has all this information in his head. He sounds like he's crazy because you don't realize that all these things, they're all true and they all interconnect. And only after hours and hours and decades of research does it all make sense.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really
really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back with my guest for the hour. I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to stay the whole hour, but there's no way we'll be able to cover all this bombshell information in any time less than that. So I am inviting him here now to stay on for the full hour and really delve deeply into some of these topics that we're discussing. This is, of course, Professor Daryl Hamamoto, formerly of the University of California in UC Davis. Now, that's Northern California, my crew tells me, and reminds me that you are within proximity, Professor, of the Bohemian Grove, where, of course, Alex Jones blew the lid off of the weird, occultic, satanic, worshiping Moloch and these weird ancient child sacrifice gods and performing faux sacrifices there, you know, together as a strange occult view. And so some people see this and they go, yeah, so what? You know, it's politicians. They're being a little weird. I think if you have a rational bone in your body and you really think about what you're seeing, you're thinking about the most powerful people in the world dressing up and pretending to worship an ancient god of child sacrifice, that should worry you no matter what. And then that extends to things like spirit cooking with the Podestas and the Clintons involved in this weird, again, satanic sort of action. And again, I get people arguing with me and saying, yeah, so what? It's just a little fun. It's a little bit of performance art. Who cares? But correct them, right. Professor Hamamoto. Let them know why we need to focus on the strange occultic underpinnings of what the New World Order and the elites are getting up to.
Harrison, that is such a hopelessly naive perspective. It's very limited, and more importantly, it's dangerous, because in this article that I alluded to earlier by Yoichi Shimatsu, he claims, and I know this because I know his research, I know him personally, he's a thorough forensic journalist. He's also a graduate, by the way, of the Berkeley School of Journalism. He's been the editor of the Japan Times, the English language edition. So his bona fides are impeccable. But he makes the point there, while he himself does not believe in any occult principles, and neither do I, he feels it's important to understand their worldview, because in his reportage on the sarin gas Aum Shinrikyo cult, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but this happened in the 90s. But there was an attack at multiple points in the subways in Tokyo by this cult led by Asahara Shoko called Aum Shinrikyo or Aum cult. But he was able to look at their theology, their occult ideas, and piece them together and understand that their agenda was to unleash this gas, this sarin nerve gas, which was developed during the Third Reich, by the way. And one wonders how they were able to develop it. And most of them, by the way, were graduates of elite universities, such as the University of Tokyo. So when we're talking about this, keep in mind that the universities are front and center when we're dealing with the New World Order. And that includes Ocasio-Cortez, who we'll talk about in a moment. But the point is, Harrison, to your question, whether we agree with these or understand or subscribe to these belief systems or not is irrelevant. They believe in it. They subscribe to them and they act upon them. So we can read their own writings. We could look at their own figures. We can study their own predictive programming via Netflix, and we can defend and attack accordingly. We will understand their way. We will use our way, the way of goodness and rectitude, in order to defeat them. But we have to get into the minds, the behavior of the enemy. And right. People who attend the Bohemian Grove rituals are, make no mistake about it, they are the enemy. And that's just one group. There are any number of interlocking secret societies, including a world of secret societies among African American elites that most people did not know about until a public grassroots neighborhood public intellectual by the name of Steve Coakley, and he's passed on. He uncovered the connection between the elite African-American handlers for the New World Order. It's centered upon a fraternity called Sigma Pi Phi. And some of you have seen these movies about stepping, or as we say in America, steppin', but for your international audience, stepping. That is an occult induction ritual for these elite African-American fraternities that are based in the historically black colleges like Morehouse, like Spelman College. Now, who was the founder of Spelman College? It was none other than Laura Spelman Rockefeller. And it was for women of the African, or back then they were called Negro, the Negro elite females, because they decided early on that the black African male was to be subjugated and the mammy system was going to be institutionalized, and we were going to educate them and let their men go from slavery into becoming the new industrial proletariat working for the Rockefeller combines. So it was Laura Spelman Rockefeller who is the engine, the motor, the financier of some of these black historical colleges. She's just one. There are many now, including George Soros, I imagine.
Yeah, that's amazing. And
you see
really clearly, I think, in fraternities and sororities, the marriage that you talked about last segment of occult and psychological manipulation, and how intertwined they are, and how they have exactly the same principles, just under a scientific or sort of spiritual terms, but they're the same things. And it's about, you know, control of the mind, and whether you define it spiritually or define it science, it's the same thing. And you find a marriage of that in fraternities where they're doing things that are, you know, seemingly or on the surface sort of occultic, but they have underpinnings that are based in psychology and based in, you know, the destruction of the self. So you can build up the group and all this sort of stuff. So can you talk about that for the last minute here of this segment?
Oh, absolutely. This is in the modern ages. This science of behavior was inaugurated by Auguste Comte, whose statue sits in the Place de la Sorbonne in Paris, right? So we have these sociologists and psychologists who are trying to figure out, what do we do with the proletariat? What do we do with the riffraff? They've been studying us for generations, and now it seems like we're reaching the end point with the AI. It's all going to be automated now, because this whole science of, here's an anthology here, of social dominance, which, and there's an extensive literature here, is now being brought into its end game by people with yellow faces, brown faces, and black faces, right? And it was almost 5 years ago that I introduced on InfoWars with Alex Jones this notion of weaponized multiculturalism. And Ocasio-Cortez is the embodiment of this idea that I articulated almost 5 years ago. And they are beginning to attain political power. And ladies and gentlemen, if we allow this to come to pass, not the fact that they are of these particular groups, it doesn't matter. If you are an American and if your heart is in favor of the American Republic and the principles that founded this experiment, this social, this political, economic, cultural experiment called the United States of America, then that's fine. That's great.
Yeah, then you automatically are against this identitarianism. I mean, if you believe in Americanism, this is repulsive to you, what's going on with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. On the other side, we will get right in to AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the demonic forces that are secretly driving her.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, my professor. My guest is Professor Daryl Hamamoto. We're talking about the occult underpinnings behind what the elite are getting up to. This ties in directly to his current project of outlining the principles of the New World Order theory and just how academia plays into this and is sort of the main battleground that these intellectual information wars are being fought. Now, let's talk. We've talked about her a couple times, or at least we've mentioned her name, but let's really get into Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I'm just going to hand the floor over to you, but I just want to say first that one of the main sort of breaks I see between socialists and, you know, our side, I don't even want to say the right wing, because that brings up all sorts of bad connotations, but towards the freedom side, the liberty side, a big difference I see is that socialists stop at the money. They see, okay, they say this person's doing this for money, and then they stop. Where I go a step farther is I say, no, you don't understand. The people involved in this have all the money. They literally print money. They have all the money they could possibly want. They have more than they could ever need. So it's not about money. Money to them is a tool to get power. And that, at least to me, helps put in perspective some of what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is doing and why seemingly she's so against billionaires and millionaires and yet has the full backing of the same people she's claiming to be fighting against. So am I reading that somewhat correctly, or help put me on the right footing, Professor Daryl Hamamoto?
You are correct, Mr. Smith. Are you ready to Excellent. Go in on AOC?
Please do. At your
All
lead.
Right. She's evil. Say it with me. Evil.
Evil. La chupacabra is what I call her.
Evil, like Christopher Lee.
Yes.
Let's give it the British pronunciation. It sounds like evil instead of evil. All right. This is an insight, again, that I'm drawing from my friend Yoichi, but the dimension of bastardy, which I'd like to allude to before we go into the Howard Thurman Center, whence she arises, where she was groomed to become AOC. But I note here from the Shimatsu article that her father, supposed father, Sergio Ocasio, who's an architect, gee, I wonder if he's a Freemason, but he's an architect by profession. She bears zero resemblance to her supposed pappy. Who she does look like is the partner of Sergio Ocasio, and the guy's name is Kirschenbaum, and he's involved in New York state politics. He might really be the engine behind the rise of AOC. And so what Yoichi has done is he traced that background. First of all, that would make her a legitimate individual, a bastard, as we call it, or as the Supremes call it, a love child, right?
Mm.
And that's important, not because of bastardy, because, you know, there's tons of very decent bastards out there. But the real dangerous ones are people like William Jefferson Clinton or Jeff One Eye Bezos, right? Or Steve Jobs. These people who get into power, they have a sort of a sketchy type of parentage there, which they can, and apparently it's common amongst the nobility, to the point where they would have these carriages and these family crests of the bastard line of the family, and the crest would be slightly tilted askance to show them they're not quite within the royal bloodlines there. But anyway, Yoichi Shimatsu traces the Kirschbaum and the Kirschenbaum family back to Bavaria, which is the heartland of German Rosicrucianism. And most of your above intelligence audience will know that when you talk about German Rosicrucians, you talk about Bavaria, you're dealing with the Bavarian Illuminati, the Freemasons, sure. The Freemason Freemasons.
Yeah,
and you're talking about all these different lodges, and ranging into the latter day Nazi occultism. So all we independent researchers need to do is start digging further into her background in this connection, just as they're doing to President Donald Trump. Because we know in basketball that a pressing team doesn't like to be pressed. So we, as researchers, need to impose the full court press on these people, including one of their stars right now, AOC. And by the way, she does have a planetary object named after her, thanks to her connections at MIT. I think she had an asteroid named after her with a certain sort of numerical designation, which has numerological significance as well. So she, as a public figure, I think we could perhaps launch our, and we don't need to wait for the government. We can do it ourselves, right? We could launch our own public ethics investigation of AOC to ask questions about this nepotism, about her falsified biographical record, about scientific fraud in MIT giving her this asteroid designation. And we should also, very importantly, ask about the hidden sources of her financial support. Right. And on another level as well, I think, you know, why has not anybody asked AOC her position on abortion, on legalized institutionalized murder, which has recently been legislated into existence in her state of New York? Just ask the simple question. The next press conference or the next Twitter feed, whatever it might be, put the question to AOC herself. Now, let me return to the university connection, because as I've told you, the university from the times of the medieval period to the contemporary, to the modern period, the university has been the wellsprings of these ideas, the knowledge bases, which on the one hand could liberate humankind, but on the other are used to control, suppress, and even exterminate large segments of humanity. AOC hung out at a center called the Howard Thurman Center. And it was named after a African-American clergyman. I think he was born in Florida, but his pastorship took him to Georgia. And, of course, he passed through the Spelman College or Morehouse College. Right? It's one of the historically black colleges which are controlled by financiers, right? They want to take the agriculturally based slave population and turn them to urban proletariat and keep them in permanent bondage in that setting, controlled by families like the Rockefellers. Anyway, AOC used to hang out at the Howard Thurman Center. This is where she was groomed. And your younger listeners who are in college and university right now, you know that there's one of these types of places on your campus. These days, it's called the Cross-Cultural Center or the Multicultural Center or the Safe Space of the University of Georgia, whatever it might be. It serves the same function. One is to identify individuals like AOC or people who have been referred to them or to see prospects come through and pass certain tests, right? Trustworthiness, mm-hmm. sleaziness, ratability, all these undesirable human characteristics, and then put them forward. So who was Howard Thurman? And this is where it connects to the hallucinati of Silicon Valley. This is where it connects to even someone like Ted Kaczynski, who was an undergraduate at Harvard University, was subjected to really heavy-duty undergraduate LSD, hallucinogenic psychology, mind control experiments. And he writes about this. There's a really great book by Alston Chase called Harvard and the Unabomber that goes into that in great detail. So it's not me that's saying this. There's literature on this situation. Well, anyway, Howard Thurman, as a clergyman, held a weekly set of experiments. It was called the Good Friday Experiments, and this, or sometimes in the literature, and you can look this up independently, viewers and listeners, it's called the Marsh Chapel Experiment. And it's also called the Good Friday Experiment. It was held in 1962, and who presided over this? It was none other than our friend, Pastor Thurman. So he was involved with psilocybin, hallucinogenics, and of course, as you know, the Thurman Center and AOC comes out of Boston University.
It's incredible. I gotta stop you there. We gotta go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. a powerful Kremlin-owned base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It is amazing, folks, just how deep the rabbit hole goes. We were talking earlier in this segment about just how early on in life myself and people like me were, you know, quote-unquote red-pilled or whatever you want to call it. You find out the truth and you start searching. And you would think after, you know, literally decades of research that you would have a pretty good handle on everything that's going on. And then along comes somebody like Professor Daryl Hamamoto that puts your knowledge to shame. I'm taking notes. I have been this whole hour. I hope you are too. Hope you have a notepad ready to jot down some of these names and groups and dates that Professor Daryl Hamamoto is going over, because these are the data points that you need to understand and you need to take these in. And once you get these, you can back up and see the whole picture for everything, you know, that is reality out there. So, you know, once again, I just sort of hand it over to Professor Daryl Hamamoto as we continue to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her occult links all the way back to the Illuminati that was founded in, I believe, the 17th century in Bavaria, where they decided that by using academia and knowledge and by controlling the flow of information, they could take over the world. And if you really look into it, in my opinion, what they learned was that they can, in fact, achieve the promise that was promised to Eve by the serpent in the Garden of Eden of extended life, infinite life, of becoming gods on earth. And this is the power that they truly seek. And they see psychology and academia and science as a way of achieving that very occult desire. So that's my personal reading of it. Professor Hamamoto, are you sort of in the same vein as me, or are you on a whole nother level that I'm not even aware of?
No, we're on the same track. Absolutely. Okay. Mr. Smith. And, thank you for your kind compliments. Maybe we can have a, pay-per-view seminar and,
we'll have to do this again very soon.
Roger, pardon me?
We'll have to do this again very soon. This has been incredibly informative and enjoyable.
Then we can turn the proceeds over to the Roger Stone Legal Defense Fund. He's a fine man and a great patriot. I just wanted to express my support for his courage. And millions of Americans and people around the world support him and the unjust terroristic raid on his home the other day, scaring his wife and his pets. So we support him fully. It's all part of the same struggle here. But anyway, returning back to AOC here. There was a 39-year-old research psychologist by the name of Timothy Leary, who was vacationing in the summer of 1960 in Cuernavaca, Mexico, and he happened to take some magic mushrooms. And this is the story, whether it's true or not, who knows, but that's the legend. And so he took these insights back to his home institution, which is Harvard University. Mm-hmm. And Harvard, and from there, most of your viewers know the story, how he dropped acid with his students, undergraduates. And there was some, whispering amongst the faculty, but he got away with it for a little while. And some of his experimentation caught the attention of some of the social elite, like Mary Pinchot Meyer, for example. She was married to Cord Meyer of the CIA. And Mary Pinchot Meyer famously became the girlfriend or mistress, if you will, of John F. Kennedy. And supposedly they got high together and maybe even dropped some acid. So you see how the tentacles out of Harvard were spreading not just through the counterculture, but to the very highest reaches of the government. Anyway, this psychologist at Harvard started this, it's called the Harvard Psilocybin Project, psilocybin after the extract from the magic mushrooms from Mexico. And what? Boston University is right on the other side of the River Charles. And Alpert's research assistants, PhD doctoral students, and by the way, there's heavy indoctrination and mind control amongst the professionals who are in training. You don't get to go to the next step unless you buy in totally and make your bones. You're not admitted into the club unless you do abide by this. Anyway, one of his assistants, Timothy Leary's assistants, reached out to Pastor Thurman here over at Boston University. And from there, the hallucinogenic drug cult began to spread from the Boston area all the way to the West Coast and, of course, started to piggyback and intersect with the emerging counterculture, which I think was probably organic, but then eventually was hijacked and steered in certain unhealthy directions. And by the way, an outgrowth of that is the Silicon Valley complex.
Right.
Or originators of that were visionaries themselves and part of this. But they later repudiated because they had people like Jeff Bezos and Steve Jobs starting to appear and the likes of Bill Gates. And then it became part of the larger control complex. So it started off with intentions.
If I can interject here, I see the 60s as a time similar to 2016 or nowadays where there was a groundswell of resistance, a groundswell of anti-establishmentism that threatened to sweep the whole thing away. And then it was infiltrated and turned on its head, sort of. So it, almost in a way, it served the system rather than being a threat to it. It's a threat that we find ourselves now under as this movement threatens to be turned away. But do you see the 60s as that pivotal time where we could have gone, you know, and used that counterculture revolution to actually change things for the better, but instead it was hijacked and redirected?
Oh, absolutely. The 1960s, the mid-1960s particularly, and on, are pivotal, not just in American civilizational history, but in world history. And there are elements within it that I would argue we need to return to it, and we need to restore their original intention. And they're very useful to 2019 in the battle against genetically modified organisms, in the battle against these recombinant DNA experiments that are going on at all the Research One institutions. The counterculture was on this. They were into foods and nutrition. An institution like Chez Panisse in Berkeley embodied that communal aesthetic of eating real food, not out of a can, not out of Swanson's TV dinner, which we were fed during the 1950s, or Chef Boyardee spaghetti out of a can. And there were all these revolutionary currents going in. You can understand how this would prove to be a menace or a direct threat to the white shoe boys, the financiers of Wall Street, who wanted to commodify everything. Right down to the food that we eat, our blood, our DNA, our genetics are now commodified. And it was the counterculture and its music and its publications, even in the early days of Rolling Stone before Jan Wenner was co-opted at a certain point. This was all very healthy and robust and lively. And I'm saying this because there's a whole wing right now that says everything out of the 60s was controlled. Pop music, rock music was a CIA creation, and that's all it was. No. In part, it was. But there was a liberatory aspect of the 1960s that we need to reexamine and look at clear-eyed and focused, and separate that from the controlled Andres Puharic, the Stanford Research Institute iteration of the consciousness revolution, if you will.
Yeah. No,
does that make sense?
Absolutely. And of course, you see, when you look back at that whole age, you see the Timothy Leary tied in with Allen Ginsberg. And I mean, it all, the beat poets turned into the hippies. And I mean, there are real movements, and then there are the people that those movements threaten who come in and hijack the movements. I would even throw back to, Occupy Wall Street as a great example of a modern version of that, where, you know, think what you will about them at the time. I was pretty much in favor. I knew about, Occupy Wall Street before it happened, and all their goals and everything were very good and solid. And then they got infiltrated by radical leftists and the whole thing fell apart. And now it has this terrible reputation, but it's the same thing that happened in the 60s. Now, in the last minute or so, Professor Hamamoto, I would love to have you back as soon as possible just to continue this conversation. But for those who have not gotten enough of you yet, how do people find you? How can they find your work?
Well, I have a public Facebook page on, it's called Professor Hamamoto, appropriately enough, and the public is invited to look at my postings. I post information, a lot of from InfoWars, by the way, on a regular basis. I also have a YouTube channel that's called Professor Hamamoto. I do some original work, but I do mostly edited commentary. For example, I did a review of the founder of the brains behind Chez Panisse in Berkeley, by the name of Jeremiah Tower. And I talk about his early childhood sexual abuse and certain problems that he endured, in the hands of this elite socialization. A lot of it, by the way, has to do with homosexual abuse and trauma.
Right. Oh my gosh.
This can be another discussion.
We can do a whole show on that. We'll have to have you back as a regular guest to get into all of this. Your knowledge is clearly unparalleled and puts mine to shame. Thank you so much, Daryl Hamamoto. Alex Jones coming up next. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support this broadcast. Thank you so much, Professor.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But hey, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.